We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show for the Big Money Celebrity Family Feud game. And there's BB Shay.
Hey, what's up?
David's on the line to play here. David, you can have as your partner Chris Dim, Biggie, or BB Shay. Who you got?
I'm going with the big man.
Biggie is chosen first today by David. Your opponent will be Danielle. Danielle, you can have BB Shay or Chris Dim. Who you got?
Chris Dim.
Chris Dim is the choice. That means BB Shay, you'll float and try to help each team if they're trying to steal one of these categories. There are three here, three survey questions. We go 2 out of 3. Chris Dim and Biggie, make your way to the center of the room. You're captains this time round. Biggie, you're ready?
Yep.
Chris Dim, you're ready?
Amen.
Yes.
Top 8 answers on the board. 100 people survey. If there was a store that sold only husbands, most people would try to buy one with a what?
Biggie. A brain?
Show us a brain. Number 8 is brain. Chris Dim.
Bank account?
Show us bank account. Number 5 is bank account. That means you, Danielle, and Chris Dim can play or pass. Let me read it again. If there was a store that sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with a what? Danielle, brain and bank account are gone. You could play or pass that. There are 6 answers left. Play or pass, Danielle?
I'll play.
You're playing. All right. Okay. Chris Dim and Danielle go back and forth then. BB Shay, you and Biggie and David will try to think of an answer that will steal it. If there was a store that sold only husbands, most people would try to buy one with a what? What do you say, Danielle?
I say a house.
Show us with a house. No.
Yes.
Not there. I had to look it over. No, there is. House is not there. I'm very surprised.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1 strike for Danielle and Chris Dim. Chris Dim, if there was a store that sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with a what?
Schlong.
Show us.
Long schlong.
A long schlong. It's not there. I was surprised that long schlong wasn't there. It's not. 2 strikes, and that means only 1 left. That means that you have to come up with one here, Danielle, or they'll get a chance to steal it. And there are 6 answers left. If there was a store that sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with a what? Bank account and brain are gone. What do you say, Danielle?
Well, I was going to say car, but since house isn't there, we'll go with heart.
Show us heart. Number 4 is heart / character. High character heart man. BB Shay doesn't like it.
They'd be lying, dude.
Okay. 5 left. 2 strikes. Chris Dim must come up with one. The number 1 answer is still on the board. If there was a store that sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with a what, Chris Dim?
Job.
Show us job. Number 1 answer, a job. Hmm. Yes. If you're buying a husband, you want one with a job, heart or character, a bank account, and a brain. Now we have 4 left and 2 strikes. Danielle continuing to live on the edge here, but keeping it going. If there was a store that sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with a what? What do you say, Danielle?
Oh, my gosh. face?
Show us.
A handsome face? Like good looks?
Show us.
Yeah.
Handsome face, good looks. Number 6 is good body, good face, good butt. All there. All right.
Okay.
So basically handsome. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Looks, job, heart or character, bank account, good looks, and brain all gone. Now there are only 3 left and 2 strikes. Chris Dim.
Height? Tall?
Show us. He's tall. No. And we have 3 strikes. And that means, but boy, you got rid of a lot of them there before you were done. David, Biggie, and BB Shay get a chance to steal it now. Let me give it to you again. David, you and BB Shay can suggest answers. If there was a store that sold husbands, most people would try to buy one with a job, heart or character, bank account, good looks, body, butt, face, and brain. 3 left. David, a suggestion for Biggie.
Based on what my wife always says, a sense of humor.
He says, sense of humor. BB Shay. Mm.
I said a nice car. I still think that might be there. A dog, insurance, 401k, and good hair.
All right. Boy, he had a long list of them there. And Biggie, the decision is yours.
I like car, but I also wrote down sense of humor. You always hear that. So I'm going to go with the player and say sense of humor.
This is for round one in a steal. Watch your husband with a good sense of humor. Number two.
Good guess.
Sense of humor, good personality.
It's the biggest lie, too. They all say that till you're cracking on them. And then they're like, yeah, is everything a joke to you? Well, when we were dating, it's what you liked about me.
I saved your Match.com profile. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's it right here. Job, personality, humor, heart, character, bank account, body, butt, good looks, head of hair, brain. Oh, and
warranty.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Please. That's ridiculous. Warranty or guarantee. That's stupid. Okay. Ugh. Clear the decks here. David and Biggie take round one. Danielle and David will be the captains for round two. Danielle, are you ready to shout your name when you know the best answer to this?
Yes.
And David, you're ready.
Yes, sir.
Listen closely. Top six answers on the board. 100 people were surveyed with this question. Name a professional sport where the players make a lot of money.
David.
Danielle.
David.
Basketball.
Show us basketball. Number three. Two answers. Beat it. Danielle.
Damn it.
Danielle.
Oh, football.
Show us football. Number one answer. Basketball players make more. That's a, you know, yeah. Biggie's shaking his head. Football's one. Basketball's three. Danielle, do you want to play or pass that?
Let's play.
Okay. There's only four answers left. That's probably a good decision. Let's see. David, we put you back on hold. We go over to Chris Dim. Danielle and you will go back and forth. Name a professional sport where players make a lot of money. Football is one. Basketball is three. There are four left. Chris Dim.
Got to go baseball.
Show us baseball. Number two, football, baseball, basketball. The top three. There are still three left and no strikes. Danielle, a professional sport where the players make a lot of money.
You know, golf players make a lot of money, right?
Show us golf.
Oh, come
good
on.
Answer, but it's not there.
It's a good answer.
Good answer, not there. That's one strike, Kristen.
Soccer.
Show us soccer. Yes, it's number four, so you've knocked out the top four. There are two left. And only one strike. Name a professional sport where players make a lot of money. Football, baseball, basketball, soccer. To you, Danielle.
Hockey don't play. They don't do hockey.
Show
yeah.
us.
All
right. Hockey. Yeah. Show us hockey.
Hockey don't pay.
Yeah.
Not as much. I mean, I'm sure you can make a living.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not what the question is.
Well, you're right. Name a professional sport where you can make a living. No, that's not it. Where the players make a lot of money. Football, baseball, basketball, soccer. Two strikes. Kristen, you have to come up with one of the last two, or they'll get a chance to steal and win the game. What do
tennis.
You think? Show us tennis. Number five is tennis. Danielle, you are down to just one, and you have two strikes. If you get this, you'll force round three. Football, baseball, basketball, soccer, tennis, and...
Oh, my gosh. What about boxing?
Show us boxing. Great answer.
That was a good answer.
Great answer. They do make a lot of money. You're right. Okay. David's the captain. Biggie and BB Shake.
Do it again, David.
All right, David. David's going to do it again. If he gets this one, he steals it and wins the game. Professional sport where players make a lot of money. Football, baseball, basketball, soccer, tennis. Biggie.
I said hockey, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking boxing.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. What's left?
Well, that's what we're asking you.
I know. I know.
It's not rhetorical.
I know. BBJ, what do you got?
I put racing, like race car driving.
Yeah.
Says racing.
I can see that.
David, you are the captain. What would you like to say to try to win the game?
Well, I don't know if this is overall an average or just could be a highest paid, but I'm going to go with racing as well.
Show us for the game, auto racing. No.
That was my next guess.
Darts.
Bruh. What? Sit the Bruh. Blank down.
That must have been one hard-o dart bro who answered that, too.
Was this in England in a pub?
Two people said darts.
darts.
It must have been that they were together, too, and playing darts.
Underappreciated sport is darts. Okay.
I don't believe it.
It when you all got down to one, I was like, nobody's going to say it. Nobody's not going to be said. Okay. Clear the decks. We have an overtime. It's Chris Dem and Biggie going head-to-head again. Your captains come to the center of the ring. You only have 3 seconds here. Top four answers on the board. 100 people survey. Tell me someone who might use the phrase, put your hands in the air.
Chris. Musician.
Show us a musician. Rapper, singer, or DJ, or musician is number two. Biggie.
A robber.
Show us robber. Number three. There are two answers left, and that means Danielle can play or pass it. Danielle, only two answers left. Tell us someone who might use the phrase, put your hands in the air. Rapper, singer, DJ is gone. So is robber. You want to play or pass?
I'll play it.
Play. Okay. Back and forth between you two.
Come on, Danielle.
Only 3 seconds, Danielle. What's the answer?
Police.
Show us. Police. Number one answer.
Good job, Danielle.
Cop, rapper, singer, DJ, robber. Chris Dem for the game.
Minister.
Show us. Put your hands in the air for the Lord.
No, not there.
What?
Okay. Jesus.
Danielle. Danielle. One left, one strike. What do you say?
That's what I was going to say. Hold on.
Man, I like, you have 3 seconds.
Oh, God. 3 seconds.
One, two, three. Sorry, Danielle.
Spent 3 seconds bitching about 3 seconds.
Chris Dem.
Gym coach.
This is for the game, and you have 2 strikes. Gym coach.
No way.
Whoa.
Gym coach, gym instructor.
Woo.
Well done. Wow.
Wow.
She got it. Danielle got it. She got it.